So, Andy, you're saying that the more people get to know you, the less intimidating they find you.
Yeah. Yeah. They see I'm just, I have my flaws, my foibles.
Uh-huh.
I'm human. Until they get to know me, they, you know.
They're scared of you.
Well, yeah. When I approach them on the street, when I'm screaming things at them, they seem intimidated.
Well, but for good reason.
So is that how we start the show now?
Well,
we just hit the ground running? Fine. Whatever makes you happy.
Well, you refused to start the show.
Well, it's...
Have you noticed?
It's Ken and Andy's show. And now...
It has a name, right? 7 second delay.
And now the man who puts the Ken in Ken and Andy, here's Ken.
Wow.
Does that make sense?
Barely.
There's an intro. It's something. At least I'm in there trying. I'm trying to give an intro, a professional intro. Let's see if Irwin can exit the studio quietly for once.
Okay, let's turn our mics up full blast.
Yeah.
Here we go. Irwin, try to be as quiet as quiet.
There he goes.
As quiet as possible. Whoa.
Irwin. He can't.
Damn.
He has.
Well, don't slam the door.
There it is.
What'd you say?
No, but don't slam the door. He has that in common with all the DJs. They can't get out of here fast enough.
Oh, it's because they find you so intimidating.
When their shift is over. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Did you think about me once this week?
Of course. We spoke several times.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
We did?
Yeah, you dropped off the bingo prizes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm excited.
At the front door.
I'm excited. We have great plans for bingo. It's not just bingo now.
No.
We've expanded the program.
Yeah. We're going to also be showing videos. We're going
to
be showing
a world premiere video of a animated film I made in high school, 8 minutes long.
When you were 17.
Well, 16, 17. Wow. Called Animated Adventures. The world premiere, never been shown in public. It was only shown in Mr. Tyer's English class.
Oh, you made it for a class.
Yeah. Got a B+. A B+, people. Come on down. Come on down Friday night. It's just in 2 nights, right?
Yeah.
This Friday.
Day after tomorrow.
Yeah. You go to tomorrow and you make a sharp left, and there it is on Friday.
You actually don't have to do anything. You just have to survive the day tomorrow.
And then get your butt, your sweet, sweet butt, to Jersey City on Friday night. What time does it begin?
It begins at 8 o'clock.
You got to be here at 8, and we'll. It's $5 to get in, and then $10 buy a bingo card.
And you can buy multiple bingo cards.
Yeah, the more cards you get, the bigger your odds.
To increase your odds,
Or you come with your significant other, and you can share a card.
And I'm going to be giving out some amazing box sets.
Give me an example. Give us a taste of what you'll be giving out.
A Stax Records box
set. Oh, that's fantastic.
Third Man Records box set.
I don't know what that means. What does that mean, Third Man Records?
It's a great record label founded by Jack White. They do incredible packaging.
Okay.
And pretty good music, too.
Do you mean somebody can just get 5 numbers in a row and they win the Third Man box set?
Yep.
And then I'm going to be giving out...
Your toys from Uncle Andy.
Some real toys.
Toys,
yeah. We have Little Diablo, which is a doll that...
It's a doll based on John Lovitz, right?
Well, it curses at you until you have to solve a puzzle to turn it off.
Right. It's an insult doll.
It's an insult doll. And the hook is the device, the gimmick.
Yeah.
There's no off switch. You turn it on and he'll keep insulting you till you solve the puzzle. It'll go on forever.
Fantastic. And the one that you're giving out is actually autographed.
I have
John
two.
Lovitz.
One, I found one that Lovitz autographed with a deluxe stand. With an
nice.
Actual stand. And then I also have other toys from Uncle Andy Toys. And then the grand prize. It's no Stax Record box set, but I think it could be fun. Is the winner will get their name in the new Monk movie.
Yeah, congratulations on the new Monk movie, by the way. I just found out about it.
Well, here's hoping.
Good job.
Thanks, man.
Another payday.
Yeah, I know. You got all you can think about is soaking me in March.
Yeah.
I know. I know, it's good news for you. I know, you're just so selfish.
Good news, it's great news.
I know.
You're working again.
Damn, I hate you.
You got the Einstein movie.
I hate you, and you're my best friend.
No, Einstein TV series. You got the Monk movie coming out.
I can't get past this. How do I reconcile this?
You have this independent documentary that's a big secret.
Well, that's not going to make me a nickel.
No?
But if it does make me a nickel, I'm sure you'll figure out a way to soak me out of it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I will. Don't you worry about that, none.
I'm like a sponge in your sink that every night you just kind of squeeze, get all the water you can out of it. Would you like me if I was broke? Would I be here? Good question, right? I'm 32 years, right? I'm 32 years
of
here.
Of course.
I've never had a different time slot, right? The longest.
That's
it's
true.
The longest consistent time slot on the schedule,
yep,
right?
That's true.
Okay. Would you love me if I was broke?
Yeah.
Liar.
I would.
Liar.
It's the funny that makes me love you.
Hey, by the way, this conversation we're having,
yeah,
verbatim,
uh-huh,
me and Beth have it almost every night.
Well, that's not good.
Would you love me if I was broke? And then she says, oh, yeah, it's the funny. That's Beth. It's the funny. Bingo. Hey, bingo on Friday. So how many people have signed up so far?
Not many.
Oh, my God. Well, that's good for anyone that comes because
yeah,
the odds are better that they'll win. How many rounds do you think we'll be able to do?
Well, we got to do full contact bingo.
How does that work?
Whoever wins
has to fight their way up to the front.
Whoever tackles the bingo caller first wins.
Well, that's not really going to happen.
We will do
one round.
Perimeter bingo.
Yeah, perimeter bingo where you go around the edges. I want to do one round of honor system bingo.
Because you believe in the human spirit.
I do. That is, we're going to start calling numbers. And if you get bingo, you yell bingo. And we are not going to, there'll be one round where we will not verify whether or not you're a winner. We will trust you.
Yeah.
How do you think that'll work out?
Great. That's going to work out really good. And everybody gets a toy from Uncle Andy Toys.
Yes, everyone that comes, there's a, what do you call it at a party when you give out little toys at the end of the party?
A party favor?
Yeah, a little party favor.
Yeah.
From Uncle Andy Toys. Everyone that comes goes home with an Uncle Andy toy. I got to get rid of my inventory.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Beth.
Oh, Jesus. Did I say anything stupid?
You did. Yeah, you said
I apologize, honey.
A lot stupid.
Let me take this opportunity to apologize for whatever I said.
Okay. You know how you can make it up to me?
Oh, God. I've never been more frightened. I've never been more frightened in my life. Oh, the sack. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, you're a big fan. My wife's a big fan of...
Oh, that's there right. Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis,
Tennessee. I know.
We watch the...
I would love to take you to Memphis. You would love that town.
Honey, it's funny you never mentioned that before. You're from Memphis?
I know. I mention it all the time. And give that up. Give up on that dream. Well, good luck with every...
Well, honey, I love you. And I hope
holiday.
You...
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I love you, honey, but I don't think you would be eligible to win a bingo prize. It would just look terrible if the...
No,
Hey, Beth. I'm going to turn off Andy's headphones for a second, okay?
Okay.
All right. They're off. Would you still love Andy if he was poor?
Yeah, he makes my heart swell.
No, the answer is there's no way to answer that because she wouldn't have even talked to me. She'd never really have met me.
All right, Kansas, I'll see you for the for your Hank's birthday.
Oh yeah. We're going to try to get together for Hank's birthday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, next week.
Looking forward
next
to that.
Next week. I'll see you next week.
We'll see you then, Beth.
Okay, bye, Ken.
Bye-bye.
Usually, Beth and I celebrate your wife's birthday privately, but the next week we'll get to be
with
her.
How do you celebrate?
I
didn't even know you celebrated.
we just go hit the town. We just go bar hopping.
Uh-huh.
Get as drunk as we can.
Wow. That must be exciting.
It's a big night. It's a big night for us.
You never drink.
Hank's birthday. I know, but it's Hank's birthday.
You only drink on Hank's birthday. Wow.
And then we even have a show tonight.
Wait, yeah,
don't we
do
have a show tonight?
Oh my God, we're on the air right now. We do have a topic tonight. We want you to call 201-209-9368 with a test question that you got wrong.
Oh, that's right. That's not a bad topic.
Yeah.
All right, we have We have listeners in school. We have listeners in college. We have young listeners in grade school, right?
We have listeners who went to school once upon a time.
Well, but they won't have a test accessible. They won't be able to refer to a test.
But they might remember. I remember one time blowing a question at a job.
Do you remember the question you'd got wrong?
At a job interview question. Well, I kind of remember.
Did they say, what would you do if you found a wallet filled with money? Did they ask you that? Was that the question you got wrong?
Oh, well, people ask me that question, I walk right out. I don't even answer that.
Yeah. What's the catch?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I guess the answer is, why would I be here, sir, if I had found a wallet filled with money? Seriously.
In the first week I moved to New York City, I interviewed for a job at the Museum of Television and Radio. And they asked me a question about Toscanini.
Oh, Toscanini used to do concerts on TV.
Yeah. And I didn't know who Toscanini
yeah.
was.
Yeah. Why would you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I was 21. I didn't. Yeah. Why would I know?
Yeah, he's not a member of Joy Division.
Of course not.
Why would you know who Toscanini
Wait
was?
Wait a second. Was he?
No.
Was
when he? I okay. when I moved to New York, I applied for a job at Strand Bookstore, and they give you a test.
Uh-huh. And what questions did you get wrong?
I remember passing the test, and then they offered me a job in the mail order department in the basement. And that didn't appeal to me at all.
But that's something.
I passed on that. No, I needed work. When I hit New York, I was looking for a very specific kind of work.
Like what?
Male
prostitute?
That actually didn't pan out as well as I had hoped.
Oh, you're right.
Because you got to pay your pimp 20% off the top.
Like Joe Buck.
Yeah, like Joe Buck.
Yeah.
Yeah, number one, you can't enjoy a movie. You're down, you're below. You saw that scene of Joe Buck in Midnight Cowboy.
Yeah.
That's no way to watch a movie.
Right.
I want to enjoy a movie when I go to a movie. I don't want to have to be below the seat. I forget what I was saying. But damn, it was going to be funny and
well,
insightful.
Well, we have a call.
Okay, so we're looking for people that have missed a question either on a recent test or some kind of quiz. And Ken and I will each try to answer it. We're going to keep score. It's Ken versus Andy. By the way, another, maybe a listener has recently been to a trivia night. People that go to trivia nights, they remember the questions that they missed or didn't know. 201-209-9368. We're looking for questions you got wrong. I think we can do better than you did on that test.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Ken. Hey, Andy. How you doing?
How you doing?
We're living a dream. Thanks for asking.
You and me both. Absolutely enthralling show tonight. I can barely contain my excitement.
Thank you. Who's this?
This is Matt.
Hey,
from
Matt.
Philadelphia.
Matt from Philly. I'll tell you why that's funny, Ken. The show's been so lame for the last 10 minutes.
Oh, he was being sarcastic?
Exactly. That's why that's funny.
Oh.
Matt, are you in school? Did you recently take a test?
Well, I used to just get all the questions wrong because I wasn't the best student, but I want to piggyback off of what Ken said on an interview question. So I absolutely bombed this interview.
Okay.
When they ask you, like, oh, what do you do, like, in your free time? You know, I play guitar, play music, I write lyrics.
Right.
I'm like, oh, can we hear some of your lyrics? And I proceed to read him probably the most depressing lyric ever I've ever written. And they're just like, whoa, that's dark. Like, I could recite it for you if you'd like.
Yeah, go ahead.
Here's your new lease on life, because before you said you lived in strife. Go find your family, find your wife.
You're hired.
You're not hired. Yeah. You're not hired.
Just a ball of energy.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, Matt.
You know, Matt, do you know when you lost the job? On strife. On lease on life on strife. The moment you hit the word strife. It was over,
Betty. I feel like
Betty.
I bombed this question, too.
No, you did great.
That's something better. But
all right, thanks very much.
Thanks, Matt.
That's not quite what we're looking for. We're looking for real quiz questions, test questions, or trivia questions that you recently missed on a test or at a trivia night. You think we're going to get anybody?
I think so. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Ken, it's Handy.
Hi, Handy.
How are you?
Give us a question.
Maybe you want to say hey to me. Maybe you want to say hey to Andy.
Oh, sorry.
Maybe you want to say hey to. Maybe you want to.
Sorry, Handy. Maybe you want to say hey to Andy because his name rhymes with yours.
Okay. Hi, Andy.
Hi.
Good to hear your voice.
Thank you. So, did you recently take a test?
This was actually a while ago, but I came in second on an NPR quiz show.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Were you on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me?
No, but I can never remember the name of the one I was on because that's all I can think of, but it was called Ask Me Another.
And oh,
It was
right.
Recorded in Brooklyn.
And wait, and this is we want to hear a question that you missed.
Right. So it was the very end. It was in the lightning round. I washed out in the lightning round. It was down to me and one other guy who, it turns out, I'll just say, was a professional trivia dude.
Well, that'll teach you a lesson. Okay, so what is
the system.
Did he get this answer correct?
Yeah, it then passed to him, and he got it correct.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, so the category was rhyming names, right? Names that rhyme. So it's just like you have 3 seconds, so you guys have to do it in 3 seconds.
Uh-huh.
To come up with the name that is a rhyming phrase that answers the clue.
And it's a real name?
It's a real name, yeah. They were all real names. For instance, I had already gotten, I can remember, Milli Vanilli correct.
Okay.
Oh, you mean it's a name that rhymes with itself?
Yeah, exactly. An internal rhyme in the name.
Like Handy Andy.
Yeah, like Handy Andy. Or like our love child.
Like Cher.
No, Cher is just one syllable, so that doesn't count.
It rhymes with itself.
Cher Bear would
Cher Bear or Care Bear. How about, can I just throw one out there? Milli Vanilli?
Credit, Andy.
Okay, so I'm ready. Are you ready, Ken?
Oh, we have to come up with one.
No. We don't come up with one. There's going to be a clue, the answer will be a name that rhymes. It has internal rhymes. Okay, ready?
You only have 3 seconds.
You only have 3 seconds. I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Oh, God.
French politician.
Oh, Trudeau. What was Trudeau's first name?
Buzz.
Jacques Trudeau? Jacques Chirac?
It was Jacques Chirac.
Oh, I got it.
Oh, you did. A little late, but I'm going to give Ken the credit.
All right.
And that all doesn't, I said, I completely blanked, and then I went, no, not France.
That doesn't.
Never France. And that was it. That was my brush with fame.
Wait.
So NPR. That doesn't really rhyme, Jacques Chirac.
Yeah. That's so NPR.
Very Brooklyn, too. The whole experience.
Oh,
yeah.
NPR.
That does make you want to take a shower, doesn't it?
Turns my
really
stomach.
Did. It really did. And then it turns out the guy's a ringer. A ringer.
Well, of course. NPR is full of them.
You mean...
Will Shorts used to have a weekly segment on NPR, for Christ's sake.
Yep. Never again.
Poor Will Shorts. He's all sick now.
Hey, what do you think is going to outlive each other? Do you think FMU will still be on the air or NPR will still be on the air longer? Which of those two entities will outlive the other?
Well, we have evidence from a comic book that FMU will be the last radio station in the world.
Well, that would be great. And then
don't think either one of them is going to disappear anytime soon.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't think Trump's going to come in and pull the plug?
Well, he might pull the plug on Corporation of Public Broadcasting.
But wouldn't that kill?
No.
But they couldn't call themselves National Public Radio anymore.
Right.
Right? So NPR. We're going to outlive NPR.
They'd have to call themselves like X25.
Yeah, or whatever their sponsor is or something. We're going to outlive NPR, which is one of my dreams. One of my goals in life.
Let's hope.
Yeah.
And then we'll be the answer to a trivia question.
It's a nice dream.
That was actually on my
bucket list. Thanks, guys.
That was actually on my bucket list. I have that means I only have 2 things left on my bucket list.
That would be interesting if they were forced to change their name.
Yeah.
Wow.
We survived. We kicked their butt.
Yeah, one time Gene Simmons was interviewed, the guy from Kiss, by Terry Gross on NPR, and he was just complaining about what a terrible name NPR is. And he was suggesting all these other names. It was great.
Yeah. So they were taking marketing advice from Gene Simmons.
Yeah.
Huh, interesting. I wish I'd heard that.
And I think X25.
Do you have a clip of that? Do you have a tape of that somewhere?
It is online.
Oh, I'd love to hear that. Gene Simmons giving marketing advice.
Oh, I'll send it to you.
Yeah.
It's online. It's readily available.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Well, this is from the written driver's test for Illinois.
Okay.
45 years ago.
Okay, and you remember the question you got wrong?
Yes, but here's the trick. It was multiple choice.
Okay.
All of the answers but two, could be easily eliminated.
Right.
I'll give you the two, and the trick is that when I looked them up in the driver's manual that they give you, it had both. So you have to figure out which of these two they wanted you to say.
Man, it seems like you could have contested that.
Well, okay.
Okay, here we go. Here's the question. Are you ready, Ken? So right now, Ken, you're ahead. It's 1-0.
Yep.
Okay.
You're stopped at an intersection when the traffic light turns green.
Mm-hmm.
You may enter the intersection And one of the choices is when it is safe to do so.
Yeah.
And the other.
How do you argue with that?
And the other one is when the intersection is cleared of other vehicles and pedestrians.
Well, you got to say when it's safe to do so, because the intersection will never be 100% clear of other cars.
Yeah, I would say when it's safe to do so.
What is the answer they wanted?
Well, apparently it was the other answer. I gave the answer when it is safe to do so, because I could easily imagine situations in which the intersection is clear and yet it being unsafe to do so. But, of course...
Wait, you know, how does that work? Wait, it's a green light. The intersection is clear. What are your concerns?
Well, you know, there could be a truck bearing down quickly that you see, you know.
Wait, but then, what
no,
is
no,
your...
They're saying that if it's clear, then it's okay.
What is your definition of clear?
No, the correct...
Clear just means there's no vehicle in the intersection.
You mean at the moment?
Right, right.
They didn't mention the truck out of who's lost its brakes and is drunk bearing down on the intersection.
That's the point. You know, they left it open to your imagination as to how it might be unsafe to do so. And yet, of course, you know, if it's not cleared of other vehicles, well, it's certainly not safe to enter it.
It's best not to drive at all.
Unfair. Unfair.
It's best to just stay home.
There we go.
You were robbed, my friend.
Yeah. Okay. Bye-bye.
Well, thanks for calling.
The only drive if there's a very good reason. For example, bingo on Friday night here in Jersey City.
Oh, yeah. Friday night, 8 o'clock at Monty Hall, 43 Montgomery Street.
Be there and be square. You can be there and be square. That one does not preclude the other.
At the same time?
Oh, yeah, baby. I can prove it on Friday night. Hey, if you come on Friday, I'm going to show my animated adventures. World premiere.
I think it's so funny that you made a film when you were 17 called Animated Adventures.
You think that's funny?
Yeah.
Well, then you're not invited. I was very proud of that title.
What was your inspiration? Like, what cartoons did you like at
you'll
that time?
You'll see. I can't wait to get your reaction. I'm really very curious.
Is it like Davy and Goliath? Or
You'll see.
Speed Racer? Gigantor?
Yeah, Gigantor. Yeah, my Gigantor-influenced high school project.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I can't believe I got through.
I can't believe it either.
Yeah, we hope you get the help you need.
Oh, I need some help. I have a final exam tomorrow night.
Okay.
But wait, but you can't, but do you already know what question you're going to be challenged by?
Well, I have a study guide here.
Oh, I see. You're taking a sample test.
Yeah. So I have a couple, a study guide that I got to kind of fill in some answers.
Give us a question that you got wrong. Our goal tonight is very simple. We want to prove we're smarter than our listeners.
Oh, that shouldn't be very hard.
Here we go. Give us a question you got wrong.
All right. Why do we maintain medical equipment? And who is the politician behind the movement to service medical equipment?
Wait. Do we maintain medical equipment? Like, why do we keep it in good working condition?
Yeah.
I have no idea. What could a possible answer be to that?
It says here it's Ralph Nader.
What school are you? What school are you applying to, son?
And he's a politician.
He's never held elective office.
He ran for office.
He did run for office.
He was a candidate. Okay.
Candidate. Yeah. I mean, I guess.
And wait. And what are we? And now wait. It's 2024. We're still thanking Ralph Nader.
What school is this?
Yeah. Exactly.
It's pretty low. It's a community college.
But wait,
Middlesex County Community College?
No, Philadelphia.
Why do we maintain medical equipment?
Apparently, he published an article in the late 70s about people being shocked in hospitals. So, Ken, you have heart problems, right?
Yep.
So, there's like a whole problem in hospitals where medical equipment was sending microshock across people's hearts during surgery.
And okay.
So you're going to do a college that is recycling questions from 1972.
Apparently. This professor's pretty old.
So yeah, I would.
I think I might be the only person in the class who knows who Ralph Nader
is. Is he 110 years old? Ralph,
pretty old.
Ralph Nader is the answer to a question.
Yeah. Oh, that's that's not good.
Yeah.
Good luck on this test tomorrow.
Yeah, note to self, avoid medical, avoid doctors who are licensed in Philadelphia.
Yeah, don't go to hospitals in Philadelphia.
Well, it's like a third of the doctors in the country, I believe, are trained in Philadelphia.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
That's you could. That's another thing.
Can I tell you? Hey, I have an interesting medical fact. I don't know if it's a little bit of a digression. You know why people maintain medical equipment in hospitals, Ken?
So they don't die of a heart attack?
Yeah, because in 1970... some people were getting shocked at some of the equipment that had fallen into disrepair.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
That is
interesting fact.
Yeah.
You learn something every day. You learned it right here. You know who kind of reversed that? You know who kind of saved the day back then?
Who?
Can you guess? I'll give you a hint. He's a very prominent politician. Ralph Nader. That's the answer.
The seatbelt guy?
Yeah, the seatbelt guy.
Yeah, the unsafe at any speed guy.
Yeah.
Wow.
What was the car that he was most concerned with in that? In that report.
The Pinto?
Was it the Ford Pinto?
No, it wasn't the Pinto. The exploding Pintos were after that.
It was the built-in obsolescence, right?
The Gremlin?
It was some car that he claimed was designed to fail.
How quaint. Now everything is designed to fail.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, caller.
All right, wish me luck. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, good luck on that test.
Good luck.
Yeah, I wouldn't know how to begin to study for a test like that.
Do a third of the doctors get licensed in Philadelphia because it's an easy test?
Apparently.
But that's a ridiculous test.
Well, the test has been circulating for 50 years. I'm sure there are people that have copped a copy of it and memorized it. 201-209-9368. A question you got wrong recently, either a trivia night or on a quiz.
And the score is 1-0.
I was hoping that kids would call with like 5th and 6th grade questions.
Yeah.
Because I have a shot at those.
Kids are welcome to call us at 201-209-9368. Hi, caller. You're on the air.
Hey!
Hey!
I can't believe I got through.
I can't believe it either.
First time caller, long-time listener.
Yeah. Really? First time caller?
I don't think so.
You're serious. I don't think so, but we'll take your word for it.
We hope you get the help you need.
I hope you get the help you need.
What's your name?
Hero.
What a coincidence. We've gotten calls in the past from a kid named Hero, but this is the first time you've called. So what's your question, Hero?
Hero, what test question did you get wrong this week?
Well, it's not really a test, but my grandma keeps asking me a bunch of questions like, what's the difference between a cat and a comma? Why should you never trust Adams? And why is England the wettest country in Europe?
Wait, wasn't it even a cat?
A cat and a comma?
Yeah, what's the difference between a cat and a comma?
That sounds like some kind of riddle.
Yeah, there are a bunch of these riddles.
You know what a good answer to that would be, Hero? You could say, you're right, what's the difference? Like real sarcastic-like.
Oh, yeah, you gotta give Hero lessons on becoming a surly teen.
Yeah, and then
he'll need that. That's going to come in handy.
That's how you get your time slot on FMU, son. And then, now, why is England the wettest country? That would have, like, a real...
Yeah, that has a scientific explanation.
Yeah, that's an island, and
the Gulf Stream.
Yeah, the Gulf Stream, that's what I meant. It's a Gulf Stream
deal.
Yeah,
the Gulf Stream.
Yeah, the Gulf Stream brings in... moisture from the Gulf of Mexico and across the big pond, and then it just dumps it all on England.
Yeah,
there and foggy. It's very foggy there.
Is that the right answer, Hero?
No, it's not.
Oh, what's the right answer for the wet England question?
Because the Queen reigned there for 70 years.
Oh, it's a riddle. It's a funny riddle.
No, it's not a funny riddle. It's a riddle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an unfunny riddle.
Yeah. In a way, they're more challenging. They're harder to guess.
And what's the difference between a cat and a comma?
A cat has claws at the end of its paws, and the comma has a pause at the end of a clause.
All right, Hero, I'm going to tell you something now.
Yeah, Hero, Hero, we need you to just do us a favor and quit school. Just stop going to school. You don't need to go to school. Uncle Andy didn't go to school.
What I was going to tell you, Hero, is that this is a cry for help from your grandma.
Yeah. It is good. Your grandma.
Really?
Yeah, your grandma wants hugs.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for calling, Hero.
She wants you to be her best friend, Hero.
I'll give you $5 right. I'll give you $5 right now if you can repeat perfectly the answer to the difference between a cat and a comma.
Oh, okay.
Perfectly.
Well, by
perfectly.
Hero, it's because a cat has claws at the end of its paws, and a comma has a paw at the end of its claw.
That's exactly wrong. That's not right at all.
But
the comma doesn't have a paw at the end of its claw.
No, of course not.
Do you owe me $5?
No, what's the right answer?
It has a paws at the end of its claws.
Oh.
Yeah.
There you
Well, you can't be blamed.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you heard the riddle. It was over 3 minutes ago.
Oh, my God.
No way for you to be expected to remember it.
I think Hero better move in with his grandma quick.
So we're at 201-209-9368, and we're looking for questions that you missed on a recent test.
Could be a test that Hero's grandma gave you.
Yeah.
Or it could be a school test.
Okay, let's put the next caller on. Hi, you're on the air.
Crossword puzzle.
Longtime listener. Hi, you're on the air. Okay, put them on, Ken.
Yeah, nobody's there.
No, put them on, Ken.
No, we lost all our calls.
Hit the button there, Ken.
The phone number here, if you would like to call, is 201-209-9368.
Two DJs, no waiting. No waiting this time, right? You can come right in. We'll serve you instantly.
Poor Will Shorts. He's very sick, and somebody else has taken over the New York Times crossword puzzle in his absence. He's probably going to die soon, Will Shorts.
Why would you say that?
Well, I mean, he's been missing from the New York Times crossword for ages.
People recover? Why would you say that?
He's been gone for such a long time.
Will Shorts, we're pulling for you.
Who do you think's going to die first, Dick Van Dyke or Bob Dylan?
Well, I have $30 on Dick Van Dyke.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know that Dick Van Dyke, he was just driven from his home by the wildfires in Malibu.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I should increase my bet now that he's homeless.
I wouldn't say he's homeless, but who else? Somebody else.
Maybe he'll move in with Cher.
Charo or Cher?
I think Cher also
maybe,
was this
must be Cher,
maybe they're at the Ramada Inn together, sharing a room.
You have any friends in Malibu?
Do you?
No.
I do, actually. I know someone in Malibu. And who's
better check up on him. Big wildfires over there.
My first boss. Meryl Marco.
Really? Meryl lives there?
Yeah. I you know, she just sent out a little email to everyone. So far, she's okay.
Okay, that's good.
But I will check up on her.
Can you ask her to check up on Dick Van Dyke?
Dick Van Dyke is probably on her couch.
Oh, actually, you know what? He doesn't need any help because he played a chimney sweep.
Yeah, he can live on the street.
Yeah.
Well, he knows. Sweep is as lucky as lucky can be.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's fine. He'll be fine. He can just go dancing around, and he can go into paintings on the sidewalk.
That's right.
So don't worry about Dick Van Dyke. Okay. You worry about Cher.
No, Dick Van Dyke's doing great for 98, 99 years old.
Yeah, he seems to be pretty together.
Yeah, he was just in a Coldplay video.
Oh.
Hi, you're on the...
The question is, did he know he was in a Coldplay video?
No, he didn't.
They didn't tell him.
No, he had no idea.
They didn't have the heart to tell him what he was doing.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
How you look?
Yeah,
it is.
It is you.
It is you. Can you believe it? Imagine how Ken and I feel.
I can't believe I'm going to get the help I need.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we're here. Have you taken a test recently? Have you missed a question?
I've got two fairly, I have to say, epic ones. This is listener Terry in Connecticut.
Oh, hi, Terry.
Hi.
We have a listener. And we have a Terry that calls in sometimes from Connecticut.
This is him.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Oh, fantastic. Oh, good.
Well, so one of them is the final Jeopardy question on the second night that I was on Jeopardy.
Whoa.
Oh, that's a big one.
We're talking to a Jeopardy contestant.
Yeah.
Ken.
So we have to give the question. You give us the answer, right?
Right.
We have to give you the question.
Yeah.
And Terry, is this a question that you didn't get?
No, I didn't get it, and I actually had I was leading by a tremendous amount.
Heartbreaker.
And I overbet.
Oh no!
And I had a brain freeze and lost. But I won.
Terry, wait! What? Wait! What?
The first night. So
you won $10,000. You came out ahead. What? When did this happen? What year was this?
This was 1999.
Oh my God! But so, and do you still have nightmares about it? Are you still kicking yourself?
You know, yeah.
It'll haunt you till the day you die. It'll probably be the last thought you have.
It's, you know, yeah. It's pretty bad.
You'll never outrun the regrets you're feeling. It's going to be the last thought you have on this earth.
No, because I didn't get a single question wrong in the body of the game. I mean, I was up 12,000 to like 6,000.
You know what I would have done? I would have played a little differently. I would have known the answer and answered correctly.
Oh.
You didn't think of that, did you?
Of course you say that now.
Huh? Oh, yeah. No, Ken has a good point. I haven't heard the question yet. Okay, we're ready. Ken, are you ready?
I'm sure you'll know this.
Okay, so there's a category. They always give you the category, right?
Yes.
What is the category?
Classic cinema.
Classic cinema.
Oh, that's
it. Which is why I overbet.
Yeah.
I bet too much.
Oh, no. Okay, classic cinema. You ready, Ken?
Yeah. And we have to. It has to be in the form of a question, Andy.
Yes.
Okay.
This 1957 classic opens with a judge instructing a jury of a
Buzz. Oh, what is 12 Angry Men?
Yeah.
Nice, Andy.
Terry, we could have been a good team. Because you know everything else, and I know that. And I know that.
One to one.
Yeah.
I'm just curious, Terry, what was the guess you made?
For some reason, I saw Orson Welles in my head in the trial, but then I started to write Mr. Arkadin. I way overthought it. It just went out of my brain.
Mr. Arkadin? Well, Terry, you know, you can beat yourself up over this for the rest of your life, but avoid the face.
Yeah.
When you beat yourself up. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, you don't want people to know.
Hey, let me ask you this, Terry. Have you, since that incident, have you watched and enjoyed 12 Angry Men? The movie's been ruined for you forever.
I've seen it, a couple different productions of it in bits and pieces.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Nothing. No, I don't watch Jeopardy anymore, though. I mean, since I was on the show.
Yeah, because
I won some money.
You have flashbacks. Well, you won 10 grand.
I won 10 grand, yeah.
No, hey, you know, you can win some. We're not offering money, but you can win some valuable prizes at bingo night on Friday.
Well, that's why I'll be there. I will be there on Friday night.
Oh, good.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
Good. Come out to bingo at Monty Hall Friday night.
And we're giving away Uncle Andy toys. We're giving away box sets. I'm going to be showing my movie from 11th grade.
And don't forget, full contact bingo. You have to tackle Andy. But his knees have to hit the stage.
No tickling, and okay. And the big grand prize is your name in the next Monk movie.
That would be quite the prize.
That would be, cost me nothing. That's why I love to offer it.
And now, Terry, hang on one second here, because we need somebody else to call, and then I can say goodbye to you. But right now, we don't have another call.
Oh, so let's get the number out. 201-209-9368. So we're going to be stuck talking to Terry until somebody else calls.
Right. Go ahead, Terry.
Well, Andy, I was going to make you...
201. I'm sorry, Terry, to interrupt. Sorry, Terry. I'm sorry. 201-209-9368. By all that's holy, people, get us off the phone with Terry. 201-209-9368. Go ahead, Terry.
I like Terry.
Yeah, no, I love him. Go ahead, Terry. I'm interested in this.
So
201-209-9368. Get us off this call. 201-209-9368. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Terry.
The question was,
yeah.
What's the next line? Hand me down that can of beans. Hand me down that can of beans.
Well, that is Lerner and Lowe. Of course, I know. Out the window go the beans.
That's right.
Oh.
And you, the thing was, I had made my first like full mouse pledge that year.
Yeah.
And you were doing Double or Nothing with any of the the callers. If they got the question right, you would double their
pledge.
You would double their pledge.
And did you get that?
You saved yourself $700 that day.
So you and I have a history here. Well, you could.
No, Terry was also on the Magical Mystery Tour.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We sat together at the racetrack.
Yeah. I believe we spent some time last year together, didn't we? We took a trip. Oh, that was it, on the bus, on the Magical Mystery Tour.
That was just this year. I know it's
That was this year.
Ago, but.
Well, thank you
hey,
for
Hey, Terry,
your,
we have some other calls.
Yeah, thanks, okay, Terry. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
But call back. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. This is George in Los Angeles.
Hi, George.
Hey, George.
You sound great. You sound great for L.A.
I'm not originally from there.
And what the hell does that mean, you sound great for L.A.?
You know.
What does that mean?
It's a nice connection. There's wildfires in the
background.
Not
talking is always an option.
You say that, but I've tried it, and it doesn't work.
Try it again. 201-209-9368. Hey, George, thanks for calling. Have you taken a quiz recently?
Well, I took a test a couple of years ago with a problem that I remember. I didn't just get it wrong. Everybody got it wrong.
Oh, well, that's pretty intimidating.
Yeah, it was. It was for a math class I took a couple of years ago. And the question was to find two closed subspaces of a Hilbert space, the sum of which was not closed. And nobody got it right.
No. It's impossible to get that question right.
I'm going
to
take a guess, and this is just a wild guess. I'm not really a math guy, but can I take a guess?
Yeah.
Five? Sure. Five? Is it five?
Nope.
Five?
I'm going to take a guess, too.
Go ahead, Ken.
5 factorial.
Oh, I was going to say that.
That was a good guess, but nope.
That's a good guess? Damn.
No.
Okay, 6?
Nope.
Getting closer?
Am I getting closer?
I think a little bit further.
Four?
It is a closed subspace.
Four?
Not subspace, never mind.
Square root of 4?
We'll be
getting further, definitely getting further now.
Let's tell Matt to take the night off and just keep guessing. Let's do this for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Give me an hour of this.
Math question guesses.
random guesses.
The average on this test was a 34 out of 70.
Oh, my God. 34 out of 70. That's an F.
Will you please, George, do me a favor and not tell me the correct answer. Please.
Yeah, don't tell
us. I don't know the correct answer. I don't know.
God.
But you remember the question. It haunts you.
Yeah, it definitely. I lost the whole grade on it.
Oh, my brother. Oh, I'm so sorry.
And it was my favorite professor in college.
Yeah, that's maybe.
Screw her or him.
Well, it's obviously a him. It's a math course.
So what?
Well.
There's female mathematicians.
No, a math course.
Thank you, George.
Math teacher.
Avoid the wildfires.
Yeah, you sound great for L.A., George.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hey there.
Turn your radio down.
Turn your radio up.
I just did. Okay, it's Gers in El Segundo, another West Coaster.
You sound great for El Segundo.
He does sound good for El Segundo. Are you far from the wildfires?
Maybe I'm not using my AirPods. Well, we're like 20 miles south, so it's kind of a weird gray day. I don't see any smoke because it's gray everywhere.
Well, keep a lookout for Dick Van Dyke and Charo.
That's not Charo, it's Cher.
I have a Dick Van Dyke story. I was at a screening at the Directors Guild, and he was like in front. He was getting like a keynote speaker or something, and his teeth fell out.
Oh man!
And he kind of made a joke about it.
That is
like,
so Dick Van Dyke.
And then he kind of like put him back in, but it was a typical Dick Van Dyke thing, you know. It's just teeth kind of falling out.
Is that a typical Dick Van Dyke thing?
Because it's
physical humor.
Yeah, it was that the physical Dick Van Dyke, you know, kind of slap happy, you know, Mr. Go Lucky, amnesia. I hope
he didn't leave his teeth behind. He just fled his house.
Well, yeah, I mean, think of all the Mary Poppins and memorabilia in his house if it all goes.
Oh my gosh, you're absolutely right.
Oh, that's.
I wonder
so
what
sad.
The first thing he would grab is if you were Dick Van Dyke. What's the first thing you'd grab in your house?
His hat.
Oh, I would say his teeth.
His teeth. Well,
his teeth are
true.
Probably already in his mouth.
Teeth are not always in his mouth. Did you? Weren't you listening? The teeth fall out all the time.
Yeah, but then he picks them up. And
this guy met Dick Van Dyke once, and he saw the teeth fall out. His teeth must fall out constantly.
Yeah, but he puts them right back in his mouth.
Well, no way to settle this now.
Yeah, I got him right back in real quick.
Our prayers are with Dick Van Dyke.
Why did Dick Van Dyke have to flee his house anyway?
I give up. This is a good one. Ken loves making up riddles. We give up, Ken. Why did Dick Van Dyke have to flee his house? This is going to be good. Go ahead, Ken.
Get to the other side?
It's not a riddle.
Oh, it's not a riddle. No. Oh, sorry. You had me all excited.
I was going to say, he's got a swimming pool. So why can't he just take refuge in the swimming pool?
With a big straw. Right?
Yeah.
Or a snorkel. Just sit there with your
mysteries in life.
In the middle of the pool.
Wait, maybe the swimming pool is being repaired and was empty.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Mystery solved.
Okay.
Thank God. Well, that's exactly the kind of stuff I was hoping to get into tonight.
Dick Van Dyke needs a new pool repair crew. Go ahead, Gers. What's your question?
I was at one of those stupid trivia night things, and I was asked the question, what is the smallest continent?
The smallest continent would...
I think...
Time's up.
Australia.
Okay, yeah, that's right. I thought it was Europe.
Europe's part of a... Bigger.
Well, no, but it turns out it was Australia.
Well, Ken
right?
and I said yeah. it at the same time, but Ken, I thought of it first.
I thought of it and then hesitated.
How long did you hesitate before saying it?
A long time.
Me too.
Really, really long time.
Since it's a toss-up, we'll have to give you guys a trivia. Then what's the slang term that Australians use that's derogatory towards women?
Well, there's probably more than one, I'm guessing. Yeah.
Sheila.
Sheila?
Sheila, yeah. Hey, she's my Sheila.
That's like Karen? That's kind of like the Australian version of Karen?
No, Karen is almost a political term.
Yeah, that's true.
No, Sheila is, I think, just a derogatory kind of...
Really?
Yeah.
How odd.
Yeah, derogatory term towards women. Okay.
Well, thanks for that, Gers.
I don't know how we got on that tangent. But.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Gers. Keep an eye out for Dick Van Dyke.
I'm a connoisseur of derogatory terms toward women.
Oh, I know.
I'm a walking encyclopedia.
I've heard.
When I play Jeopardy, I just wait for that category. Derogatory terms toward women for 20.
Man, thank you for restraining yourself during the radio show. I've seen you on Jeopardy.
How do you think you do on Jeopardy?
Terrible. I would do terrible.
I would just wait for questions about 12 Angry Men.
Well, that was Henry Fonda, and was George C. Scott one of the Angry Men?
No, but that was Henry Fonda.
No. Who were some of the other Angry Men?
Jack Klugman.
Really? Oh, he was the guy with the tickets in his pocket?
I believe he was, yeah.
Tickets burning a hole in his pocket?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Do you think that kid was guilty or innocent, the kid in 12 Angry Men?
I think whatever Henry Fonda thought.
I think he was guilty.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
If I was in that room, it'd be a whole different ending.
I can't believe anyone wants to get through.
I can't believe it either. Is it Black Cat?
One and only.
What a voice.
Yeah.
Good God.
I wouldn't want to get through.
Black Cat, what's your test question?
That's a test question that you... failed, that you couldn't answer recently.
Well, it wasn't that recent, but some time ago, I lost the county spelling bee, and that word haunts me to this day.
What was the word that stumped you?
Flippant.
F-L-I-P-P-A-N-T.
That's incorrect.
Well, sure, I know. Yeah, I know
is that
now.
Is that correct?
That's correct.
That is
okay,
correct.
Okay, wait, but I didn't get a chance to guess yet.
Okay.
I'm going to say F-L-I-P-P-A-N-T.
Well, that's what
that
I just
still
said.
Correct.
Okay, so it's a tie.
Yeah. Well, but I spelled it first.
Oh, I see.
I'm taking the point.
Fine. Yeah. Are you really keeping score?
I really am. I've only had to make 3 hash marks the whole hour.
Yeah. That's some successful premise we have here.
Hey, somebody says that it was Jack Warden, not Klugman.
Oh, that had the tickets.
Not Jack Klugman.
Yeah, okay. It had the tickets.
Well, thank you, Black Cat.
Thank you, Ken and Andy, and I hope that all of our cries for help get answered by anyone other than you.
Yeah, oh, they exactly. will. They will, well, don't you?
The lines is open. We're looking for help.
In college, a woman told Herb never to call her a tomato. Is that one of your words?
It is now.
Okay.
Hold on. Derogatory terms for women, and then...
Ada Lovelace, famous female mathematician.
Who's this?
Ada Lovelace.
Oh, then I owe, you know what? I owe the entire gender an apology.
Go ahead.
Women, if the women are listening, and what are the odds of that? I am sorry for suggesting, even if I was joking, that women couldn't teach men anything in math.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hard to follow that.
Well, I'm not, yeah.
Maybe especially if you're a man.
Especially if you thought I was sincere.
Well, I mean, tricked us a little bit there, Andy.
Yep. Oh, it's Zachary. Hi, Zachary.
Hey, yeah, hey. This was on, I was looking at some programming curriculum.
Uh-huh.
And so this one, very short. So here's this code. For I in range 2... And then for J in range 2, you print your inside the inner loop, and then you print your inside the outer loop. What's the appropriate output?
It's Boolean.
Can I guess?
Yeah, go ahead.
Five?
Five?
Five.
The integer or the word?
Integer.
Word.
No, the word. The integer.
Word.
The word.
The string.
Word.
The string of it.
The string. Yep. Yeah. String. Five.
Yeah.
String. Five.
Yep. I get the point.
That's right.
Wait. Yeah. No, that's me. Five was right.
How did you do that?
Well,
you're not typing it in over there in a notebook or something, right?
No.
Andy, he just did that from his heart.
Here's what I do. And I suggest this for any student. I keep saying five, and eventually you're gonna be right. Just keep saying five, kids, if you're in a math class.
Advice.
Yeah, trust me. Comes up a lot.
All right. Thank you, Zachary.
Hey, thank you. Cheers.
That was a good one. Wasn't Boolean, but it was okay anyway. Phone number here is 201-209-9368.
No one's calling.
It's a tie ball game. We need a tiebreaker.
No one's going to call. Okay.
It's 2-2. So we just need one more test question to break the tie. But it has to be something that Andy and I can potentially answer. If it's a math question, the answer can't be five because Andy knows that.
I thought a lot of our listeners would have gone to Trivia Night recently and have been stumped. Wait, you don't think our listeners go to Trivia Night?
No.
You don't think they do?
I told you, no.
You don't think there's any overlapping between our listeners and fans of Trivia Night?
Maybe a tiny bit.
Wait, you're just saying that. You're just projecting. You're just saying that because you yourself don't enjoy Trivia Nights.
I've never gone to a Trivia Night.
Oh, we've got to go. We could be on a team.
Yeah, well, we have...
We would need a name for our team.
We can't go Friday night because we're playing bingo at
Wait,
Monty
we could
Hall.
Be the Bingo Bells at a Trivia Night.
Oh,
you
God,
need a, you
no.
need a name
no,
for your team.
No, that name's taken.
By who? By the Bingo
Hi,
Bells?
Hi, you're on the air.
You're both on the air.
I can't believe you got through.
I can't believe I got through.
Oh, the hijinks.
Is this Sam?
Yes.
Hi, Sam. What's the question? We're almost out of time.
Sam,
the
have
question
your...
is, when Dick Van Dyke left his house, did he have his one-man band thing on, making all the cymbals go?
Yeah, that was the first thing he grabbed. Wouldn't you love to offer someone shelter and then he says, oh, thank you, and then he comes in your house and he brings that big drum and the one-man band thing? Wouldn't that be the worst moment?
That's from Mary Poppins, right? Not his TV movie Cold Turkey.
That's Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins. He's the one-man band.
You ever see Cold Turkey?
Yes, we've seen Cold Turkey.
Oh, no, I'm not thinking of Cold Turkey. He was in Cold Turkey, though. I'm thinking of The Morning After. That was
Good
the
thing
one
you have plenty of time to discuss this.
One about his alcoholism.
We'll just let Ken just keep talking. Go ahead, Ken. You got anything else?
He got the DTs at the end. It was really scary.
You can't talk forever.
I can.
No, you can't.
Yeah, I can. Cold Turkey was the one about the entire town that tried to stop smoking.
Yeah.
And Clay Pigeon's dad is in Cold Turkey.
What?
Clay Pigeon's dad starred opposite Dick Van Dyke. In
Would
Cold
you
Turkey.
Say the story is about half
no,
over?
No, we're just getting going, baby.
You know, I drive an hour each way.
No, you don't.
Is Here's Cold me. Turkey the name of Clay Pigeon's dad?
What's that?
No, his name is not Cold Turkey.
No, his name is Papa Pigeon.
Here's me driving to FMU every week.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. It's got to be different. This time it'll be different. That's what I say to myself.
Man, you know what the definition of psychosis is, right?
Tell me, Ken.
It's doing the same thing in the same way, but expecting a different result.
This will be different. Ken will be better this week.
Yeah.
It'll be different. I have a good feeling about this week.
Sam the appraiser, we need a tiebreaker.
Okay, so this question was, what's the furthest south U.S. state that has two words in its name?
New Mexico.
What about Andy? Are you guessing?
I'm going to guess. This is going to surprise you. One of the Carolinas. South Carolina.
One of the Carolinas. Okay. The answer, I guessed South Carolina. I got it wrong. The answer is
New Mexico. I win.
That's what I said. Isn't that what I said?
No, you said one of the Carolinas.
No, but yeah, okay. I said that, but I was thinking New Mexico.
Well, you got to say what the right answer is.
Oh, shut up.
Not think.
Oh, please shut up.
Hey, thanks, Sam.
Okay.
Thanks for the tiebreaker.
Ken, I'm going to see
you. Sam, I hope you'll join us at bingo on Friday night at
Montreal.
Well,
Sam has no excuse. Sam lives around the corner.
Yeah.
But why does it start at 8 o'clock?
Doors open at 7:30. Bingo starts at 8 o'clock.
$5 admission, $10 you get a bingo card.
Yep, everybody gets a free toy from Uncle Andy Toys.
Yeah, we have big, big prizes.
Giving out box sets, giving out actual prototype toys signed by John Lovitz from Andy's defunct toy manufacturing career.
Yeah, and everybody goes home with a toy from Uncle Andy Toys.
And we're also showing Andy the movie that he made in high school English class.
Animated Adventures.
When he was 17 years old. Is it pornographic?
I can add something before Friday if it'll make you happy.
Done. All right. Thank you to Jeremiah for the newsletter.
Newsletter was great, Jeremiah. I actually read it this week.
Yes, it was really good.
And apologies for last week.
This is WFMU East Orange.
And apologies in advance for next week.
WMFU Mount Hope. In New York City and Rockland County at 91.9
Did you mention
FM.
Mount Hope?
I did. And online at
Did you mention East Orange?
I did. Yeah, I
okay,
did.
Don't forget Rockland County.
No, I mentioned that too.
Okay.
Yep, I mentioned New York
City.
Also,
we're online.
Yes.
What is this, your first day on the job? Online.
What's the web address?
What is the web address?
Yeah, it's
That's a trick question. We don't have a web address.
No, we do.
Oh, we do.
Yeah.
So you better say it.
It's WFMU.org.
Nope, that's not it.
No, that's it. That is it. Coming up next, it's Weekly World Blues with Matt Fibash.
Be there and be square.
Andy, it might take you more than an hour to drive home tonight.
Why?
Because of the bombogenesis.
I don't know what that means.
The bomb cyclone, baby.
Wait, is that tonight?
Yeah, it's tonight.
Wait, is that happening now?
It's happening right now.
Wait, there's some kind of weather alert?
I don't know. There was supposed to have been a bombogenesis bomb cyclone earlier today. I haven't been outside in 3 days, so I don't know. Stay tuned for Weekly World Blues.
Maybe I'll stay here for a while. You have a pinball machine now,
stay
right?
Stay here. Yeah, they're both broken, though. Sorry. See you at bingo Friday night.
Shut up. this is a sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
Blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain. You got to move, you got to move, you got to move, child, you got to move. But when that law, get ready, you got to move. You may be high, you may be low, you may be rich, you may be poor, but when the Lord gets ready, you got to move. Thank you.
You see that woman that walked the street. You see that policeman out on his beat. But when in love, you get ready, you got to move. You got to move, you got to move. You got to move, child, you got to move. But when and all, get ready.